Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Cavalli is in. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
You don't like that label.
I prefer plastic surgeon.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I was staying away from plastic because I thought you weren't going to like that.
No. Well, and there's a reason for it. Most of us who are board certified plastic surgeons, we're certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. So that's a phrase that we're attached to.
Okay.
And there's another reason. Many people who call themselves cosmetic surgeons are not plastic surgeons.
You have more training.
It may be a gynecologist who's decided to do liposuction, or
okay,
it may be a dermatologist who's doing facelifts, that sort of thing.
Okay.
But their core training was not plastic surgery.
Gotcha. I thought that the word plastic to me felt like so 1986. I thought that you were going to cringe about that. But
no,
it's
still like that.
Okay. All right. So if you have any question at all about plastic surgery, then call Dr. Cavalli right now, 404-741-Q100. Linda, good morning. You are on with Dr. Cavalli. If you want to be.
Good morning.
You don't have to be, but you're here, we're here. Do you want to talk?
Kidding. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Hi.
Okay. I have a quick question to ask you. I have a pretty athletic frame, and it seems like I gain all my weight in my thighs. So I was thinking about getting, I don't know if it's liposuction or what, but I've heard lots of scary stories. If you have an athletic frame, that they can, like, go into the muscle. And I just wanted to kind of know, is it pretty safe to get that removed from your thighs? What's the recovery? Things of that nature.
Well, that's a good question. And in fact, you don't sound like a risky client to have liposuction. You sound like the ideal. You want someone for liposuction who is at or near their ideal body weight. They're not looking for weight loss. They're looking for contouring of a specific problem area. And that's exactly what you've described. Liposuction safe. For the thighs, it would be an outpatient procedure, meaning you come in, you go home the same day. Potentially, if you're small enough, it's an office procedure. So you're awake, just under straight local anesthesia.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We can give you a little Valium for sedation if you want to take a little of the edge off. Some people choose
blindfold
to, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
We do drape so you can't see.
Good.
So the recovery's pretty minimal, actually. I think I mentioned last time I was on here that 10 of the 11 of us in my office have all had liposuction in the office as an outpatient procedure, and we all return to work the next day. That includes
awesome.
Me.
Is wow. Is it a painful procedure? I remember, and I'm not sure how long ago this was, where I saw the procedure or a procedure like it done on TV, and it seemed like there was a vacuum that they were shoving inside of the body.
You don't like the word shoving.
It
just looked painful.
Then you're shoving it in and out and shoving it, ramming it and jamming it into your leg.
Nothing delicate about it.
Is it not like that?
It can be if you're one of those rough people, but no, it doesn't have to be. And, you know, there's plenty of numbing medicine, and the laser-assisted liposuction is actually a nice option. You don't think so much about the shoving and the ramming, Jeff, with that, because the laser first is used to literally explode the fat cells. So they're now butter that you're suctioning out. You don't have to use as much energy to remove the tissue.
Okay.
Ouch. Okay.
Does that help?
I appreciate it. That definitely helps. Yeah.
And about what kind of a cost would she be looking at?
For one area in the office, I think it's around $2,500-ish dollars.
In that ballpark. Because sometimes people don't have a clue where it even begins. Mm-hmm. You know, is it $1,000? Is it $10,000? Like, there's a lot of room in between there, you know?
Are there any areas that you cannot work on?
For liposuction?
Yeah.
I mean, there are some areas that aren't as favorable as others, like the calf, the ankle. They can be done, but they're more technically challenging. Otherwise, no. I wouldn't do a cheek, for instance, but I would definitely do a neck.
So. Fat ankles.
Cankles.
Hey, can you help me out with my fat ankles?
Save that. Hey, Courtney, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Fankles.
Good morning.
Hi. You're on with Dr. Cavalli.
Yeah, Dr. Cavalli. I'm 27, and I have very large breasts, and most people would think that that's a great thing. But I was thinking about having a breast reduction. But I was wondering, will that affect my ability to produce milk if I haven't had children yet? I know that's really crazy.
No, that's a very common question, actually, and it's a very valid concern. The answer is not straightforward, of course. You may or may not.
It completely
depends on the individual. Anytime you have any cuts made on the breast, there's a chance that you're not going to be able to produce milk in the future. So nobody can guarantee you that you could, but no one should discourage you from trying. So if you have the surgery and 5 or 7 years later you're pregnant and you're interested in breastfeeding, you should certainly try because you may be able to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. All right,
thanks. You're welcome.
You wanted a definite yes or a definite no, and there just wasn't one there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the same for augmentation too, right?
It is, although I think you have a much greater likelihood of still being able to breastfeed after augmentation than you do after breast reduction, because with augmentation, you're not doing as much actual cutting in the breast tissue, whereas breast reduction, by definition, you are.
You are, right.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You are on with plastic surgeon Dr. Cavalli.
Got a weird question. My wife had a pretty major C-section, had to go in because the baby's heart stopped.
Aww.
And actually got all the way up and basically ruined her belly button. And she's always been scared to try to get anything fixed. And I know there's probably doctors that specialize in maybe reconstructing something like that, but I have no idea to go about how to find the best doctor to do that.
Well, you're talking to her.
Yeah, you are. You called on the right day.
Melissa Carter?
That's right.
And actually, I hope your baby's okay.
Thank you. He is.
Oh, good. It sounds like a tummy tuck actually would probably correct your wife's concern with her scar and her belly button, and would also give her the added bonus of a flat tummy after having a child. But a tummy tuck essentially removes all of the tissue from the belly button all the way down to the pubic bone. So that is where that vertical C-section scar would be from an emergency C-section.
Uh-huh.
So the whole thing would just be gone. And then as far as the belly button goes, that scar is moved very low. So that scar is going to be just above that pubic bone. And then a new nice, neat scar is created to bring the belly button up through. So she would look like she had a tummy tuck. That's it.
Okay. Well, her belly button's actually destroyed. I mean, can they reconstruct that and make it look
normal? It's called an umbilicoplasty, and it can be part of the tummy tuck.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. How would I find a doctor here local that can do that?
I keep telling you. You're such a doctor.
How do I go about finding somebody and doing a consultation?
Well, you can call my office at 404-250-3333. I'd be happy to see your wife.
And we'll have a link on over to that from our website also there, Steve, at Q100Atlanta.com.
Do you have anyone else? Because I'm getting the vibe he just doesn't trust your voice.
I just think it wants to get something. Was she a plastic surgeon? Right. I was talking to him. I thought I was just calling asking a question. Like
hey, call now if you want our intern to ask your plastic surgery questions.
Hey, Kimberly, good morning. You're on Dr. Cavalli.
Good morning, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Dr. Cavalli, I have just a quick question. A couple years ago, I had decent sized breasts, and I've been working out ever since I graduated, and just really working out hard. I do kickboxing and Muay Thai and things like that, and I was training to possibly fight within the next year or so, but with all that working out, I have lost almost everything as far as my breasts go, and I was thinking about a breast augmentation. However, I don't know if that would affect, like, kickboxing or anything like that. My working out, like, I work out every day. I'm pretty hardcore, so I don't know how that would go about. And if I fought, would that be dangerous?
So it's a several-part question. First, the loss of your breast tissue is probably related to the little amount of fat that you have in your body now. So very low body fat equals very little breast tissue in a younger woman. So an augmentation or weight gain would be your only two options. An augmentation is safe for people who play contact sports or who participate in contact sports, but what you're describing is a little more intense than that. So there is the risk to the implants long term. As the implants age, the shell becomes weaker, and direct contact to the breast through sports as the implant ages could cause a rupture.
Do you think that's a bragging right for fighter?
The opponent.
Busted her boob.
Yeah, and man. look at all the fighters that do already have breast augmentations that are pretty obvious. So, you know, it's not something that you shouldn't do, but you're wise to be thinking about what could happen.
Okay, all right. And actually, I was just wondering, because I've been thinking about this for a little over a year now. So this has been really kind of heavy or whatever. A woman who has decent sized breasts and then loses all of it, it just creates a whole complex, I guess. But how much would this cost, like, if you could break it down per month? Does it matter how big you go, or is it less if you go a little bit smaller?
The size doesn't matter at all. The type of implant matters, and where the procedure is done. There are hospital facilities that cost generally a little bit more than other accredited outpatient surgery centers. That might cost you a little bit less. The type of implant matters the most as far as the cost goes. Silicone implants cost on average about $1,000 more than saline implants. You can expect a silicone gel augmentation done in an outpatient surgery center to cost around $6,200. Around.
And which one is better, silicone or saline? Because I've heard one or the other is better.
That's a loaded question. I personally am very biased towards the silicone. I love them. They give a very natural look and feel. They have a lower risk of certain complications like wrinkling and rippling and implant palpability. And all those things just mean it looks more natural than a saline saltwater-filled bag. Okay. There's nothing wrong with the saline, though. So some women come in and they say, I just really don't like the idea of that silicone. Know that a saline implant still has a silicone shell. So okay. No matter which one you choose, you're still getting silicone in your body. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of what your comfort level is.
We'll take just a couple more here. Hey, Moby, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bershaw.
Hello. Hey.
Dr. Cavalli, I have a question. I have dark spots all over my legs and hands from mosquito bites, and I've had these for years. Is there a procedure to remove these marks? And if there is, how much does it cost?
Dark spots on the skin, you're fortunate that they're dark spots, because dark is either easier to lighten than it is. You can always lighten a dark spot, but you cannot always make a light spot darker to match surrounding skin. So you're lucky that it's dark spots you're dealing with.
I read that on Twitter.
there are bleaching creams that you can use that will help tone down the dark spots, which may be scar, as you're describing. You're saying that it's mosquito bites, so it may be actually scars that you're treating and not just sun damage. And there are peels that you can do, but on the legs, you have to be really careful with that because the skin's not the same as it is on, say, a face. And so you have to tone that down a little bit. If you have a darker skin type to start with, Indian, Hispanic, African American, then laser treatments are probably not going to be best for you, even though they are good on lighter skin types for treating dark spots.
Okay. Now, are bleaching creams safe to use?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Any examples, like any?
Hydroquinone would be an example.
And where would she go, to like a plastic surgeon or to a dermatologist?
Either one.
Either way.
Yeah, hydroquinone 4% is what I would typically start with. It's a prescription product.
That OxyClean stuff?
Perfect. Hey, they clean my laundry.
Yeah, because I've seen that, they do those ads that lightens up everything. So
a lot of people are calling up with the excess skin question. Hey, Linda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I had twins 13 years ago. My tummy is actually flat, all except I have, where the C-section is, I have that little what I call my little inner tube right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically, and then I had a tubal after the twins, so there's a hernia. So I'd like to have that flap fixed or removed and the hernia repaired. Could you possibly do that?
Definitely. That's a very common combination of procedures that we do. Since your stomach is flat, a lot of times women come in and they say, well, gosh, you know, I'm not big. Why do I need a tummy tuck? A tummy tuck addresses loose skin and loose muscle, or some component of those things if you only have one of them. You don't have to be large to need a tummy tuck. You can be a skinny little woman with just a little extra skin on the lower abdomen, and the only thing that is going to make that tummy flat and tight is a tummy tuck.
Okay. And the scar is another concern, because right now the scar is not pretty, so you'll make a pretty scar.
Yeah. We always cut out, you know, and often we're starting with a C-section scar, so we always cut out the C-section scar, and it's like it was never there.
This is just going to be one more.
Bert there's so many people with questions.
There are, man.
Bert has a problem
hours.
With knowing when to say when. He's addicted to excess.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I have a question about my breasts. I've always had large breasts, and ever since I've had two children, even before I had children, they were already working their way down. And I have heard that you can have a breast lift, and I don't know if that is true or if it's just having implants, but I really am interested in that because I am happy with my size. I just wanted to know if there is such a thing as a breast lift and what goes into that. And
there is. It's called a mastopexy. And if you have a breast size that you're happy with and you just don't like the shape, that's the procedure that you probably need. In
right.
some cases, we might still recommend an implant, but that's getting into a whole lot of other particulars that may not apply to you. But
okay.
in general, if you have ample breast tissue and you just don't like your shape, then all we do is shape the breast tissue into a nice breast mound and then cut off the extra skin. And in most cases, if you're starting small enough, you can have just a lollipop scar, which is a circle around the areola, and then a vertical scar. Literally looks like a little lollipop. And in larger cases, you might have more of the anchor type scar, but that's unusual for a breast lift. That's more likely in a breast reduction.
So either way, you're walking away with some kind of scar.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Would that still affect my ability to breastfeed?
Potentially.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Dr. Cavalli, you're great.
Great job.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That is like rapid fire questions.
It is.
Yeah.
You really, really done, Bert? You're really saying done?
Really. Really made it this time. You can always call over to Dr. Cavalli's office, and all the information is up online at Q100Atlanta.com. Are those free consultations?
They're not. Our skin consultations are complimentary, but our surgery consultations are $100, and the cost is applied to any cost of any procedure that you choose to have done. So it's applied to your surgery.
Okay. And again, all the info is up online, Q100Atlanta.com, and that's Dr. Cavalli. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, The Bert Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.